Everybody ready to rock?
Yes!
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
Well, this young man started playing pubs in the 70s in London and throughout that area. Declan Patrick McManus is his real name, but everyone knows him as Elvis Costello. By the mid-70s, he had hooked up with various bands and was playing more electric, and by the later 70s had gotten the Attractions to be his backup band. The first couple of albums just broke everything through, from My Aim Is True to This Year's Model. And 76, 77, 78, he was doing a lot of touring behind those records. I was lucky enough to see him in San Francisco at Winterland Arena. I got the first two records from a friend of mine and drove all around San Francisco with a cassette of both albums, listening in the original Minerva microbus. Just amazing music. And he came here to Philadelphia in 1977. It was near Christmas, December 7th, when Elvis Costello appeared at a long-gone club. It was kind of a punk rock club. Elvis in those earlier days sort of represented the, quote, new wave, punk, alternative, whatever you wanted to call it. Still basically all rock and roll. His father was a band leader. Incidentally, he loved Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and still can be seen at CSN shows in New York or wherever those guys play that we just finished playing. But Elvis Costello was in Philly in 1977, and he, with the Attractions, were doing this legendary E.C. Elvis Costello song on MMR.
You're listening to Elvis Costello live from the Hot Club on WMMR in Philadelphia.
Joe Bonadonna.
Pump it up!
Cool. Elvis Costello, Pump It Up from the Hot Club. Long gone. rock and roll club, punk rock mostly club, back in December of 1977. And you heard Joe Bonadonna's voice in between songs right before Pump It Up starts. It originally came from the album This Year's Model. My God, so many great songs on there, including Pump It Up and Radio, Radio, I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. And then, of course, the debut album, My Aim Is True, with all those other wonderful songs on that particular record, Less Than Zero, Allison, Watching the Detectives on there. Oh, just like so many songs. Welcome to the Working Week, Less Than Zero, Mystery Dance. Though really fun stuff. Quick songs, but very, very cool. The Vaults of the MM Archives. You'll hear it again with Jackson on your ride home around 5:30, and then with Jackie Bam Bam this evening at 9:30.